You're listening to Soundwave, the muse behind the music. So Kyle, I'm really excited about this episode of Soundwave because we're going to catch up with a really cool artist. So tell me, you remember Janis Ian, right?
Of course, who doesn't? At 17.
I'm glad you said that. At 17 was a huge hit in the 1970s, and Janis is an amazing singer-songwriter and, believe it or not, a science fiction author. She has an incredible story, and she was really cool. I got a chance to talk to her not too long ago, so we're going to catch up with her, find out what she's been doing, hear some of her new music, and hear her story, which is pretty incredible. So I'm very excited about that, to catch up with Janis Ian. Now, also, we've got some amazing musicians, Shane Alexander and Dylan Brabham, and I heard that there's something that ties those two together.
Well, not only are they both great young singer-songwriters, but they both have a song that they submitted that deals with the financial crisis, at least on a personal level, not on an economic level.
So you can actually get a song out of that?
Absolutely. It affects everybody. You know, people's daily lives are run by their finances. But of course, they're not writing about financial matters. They're writing about human matters.
Well, I can't wait to hear that. It's going to be an amazing show. So let the wave begin.
Here we go.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone who called to say, come dance with me, obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the rich relation hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain in Devonshires of quality and dubious integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received. It's 17. It was long ago and far. younger than today, and dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game when we dare to cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting other lives unknown. Ugly girls like me at 17.
I'm talking with Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, musician, and science fiction author. You may not have known this, Janice Ian. And Janice, thanks for joining me today on Soundwave.
Oh, sure, Diane. My pleasure.
It's such an honor to talk with you. I'm really happy that you could join us for a little bit today. I've been listening to your music, and you know, you write such heartfelt and beautiful lyrics. And as I was preparing for the interview today, I was watching some videos of you on YouTube, and I really loved what you said at a show in San Diego, I guess it was a few years ago, about your landmark song at 17. And you said you'd never get sick of singing a song that touched so many people.
Mm.
And, you know, I was just thinking, it must be so amazing to have produced a song like that, you know, that you wrote that touched so many lives. And I just want to ask you, is it still fresh when you sing it today?
Oh, sure, Diane. I mean, I think that every artist dreams of creating something once in a lifetime that will touch as many people as that 17 touched. I mean, that's why we do it. So it's an amazing thing to me that people are still interested in it.
Yes. Well, I think it's so universal, the theme. And I was thinking, you know, I mean, you wrote that song, what, I don't want to date you too much, like, how many years ago? And women are, we still feel that way, you know, and there still seems to be so much pressure on young girls today to look or be a certain way. And just kind of from your perspective, you know, looking back, how do you think things have gotten, you know, better or worse?
Well, I think it's better because we talk about it. When S17 came out, people really didn't talk about that. So that's a big improvement. And I think also that we tend to forget that this is not just a girl's problem. This is a boy's problem. And this is an adult's problem. You know, it's, I don't know anybody who looks in the mirror and stands there thinking, wow, I look fabulous. How cool am I? I mean, I've never
right.
met that person. So it's kind of a, I think, very much a Western problem. You know, the expectations are so high of what life will bring and what you're supposed to be like that
right.
it's impossible to live up to them.
Yes, it's difficult. Well, you should meet our founder, Louise Hay. She does mirror work.
Yeah, I know her work.
Yes, and she has people look in the mirror, and that's one of the exercises that she does to say,
mm-hmm.
I love you. And, you know, I've tried to do it several times, and it's really difficult to do
sure.
that. You wouldn't think so, but it is.
Yeah, it's a hard thing. It's hard being human, you know, that's all. I remember when I tried to read M. Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled, and I honestly couldn't read it. I couldn't get through it, but the one sentence that I did take away from it with me was, whoever told you it was going to be easy? Because really, nobody tells us that there's going to be some point where life will get easy and everything will be great, and yet we assume that that's what's going to happen.
Right. That's true. I remember trying to read that book, too, and what I took was, you know, life is not fair.
Yeah, there you go. Fair is a third-grade concept.
Right.
Which is also fine.
That's true.
I mean, all we can really do is take care of our own little corner of the world.
Much on looks like the heroines of books and magazines. Not really clothed like the ladies in Vogue, but I'll try to be. And if that's what it takes to make you love me, I'll change it all. 'Cause it just ain't the same here since you left me. Nothing's feeling right. I'd do anything to bring you home again. I've never begged or believed.
get down on my knees, because it just ain't the same here since you left me. Nothing seems to please. Well, I'd do anything to bring you home again. Take all the best of the rest of my life. What's the use feeling like? Take all the time, every memory in line. You can leave me stranded, open-handed. Sad how the blues can use you. I'm sorry to be carrying on. Sad how the blues set you up for a lose, but there's nothing really wrong. And if that's all it takes to make you love me, I'll change it overnight, 'cause it's just not the same.
Now, your other project, too, I wanted to mention this, your other writing project. Now, the ebook is available. Your autobiography, Society's Child,
yes,
is available as an ebook, and the hardcover will be out this fall, I believe, September 9th.
The ebook, you mean? Yes. The digital download ebook is available right now at Audible and through my website and Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all of them. And then we'll have physical copies, in other words, CDs of the audiobook, this fall, right in time for my tour.
Oh, okay. So it'll be a CD, not actually a hardcover book.
Oh, it's already been a hardcover book, and it's paperback as well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so that's all available on the website. It got great reviews. Oprah's magazine picked it as the best summer read. That's pretty good.
That's great. You know, I read the prologue, and it's so interesting. I mean, I really want to read the rest of the story because, you know, it just seems unbelievable that, well, for people who aren't familiar with the song, you really have to go to YouTube or iTunes and just listen to the words of the song, Society's Child. Now, I had never heard it before until just recently. And so, to me, it just seems unbelievable that you would get so much hatred and controversy about a song on the subject of interracial relationships. You know, but we have to remember the time that it was written, which really was not that long ago.
Well, and look at all the crazy stuff that goes on now. I mean, the Boy Scouts are saying that gay people shouldn't be in the Boy Scouts because all they talk about is sex.
Right.
You know, people get bent out of shape about things that just have so little to do with their own day-to-day lives. I don't understand.
I don't understand
where these people get all of this time, because I certainly don't have time to be that crazy about other people's lives.
It's just crazy. One of the songs on the site for download that I thought was really cute, and I love the lyrics, Married in London.
Oh, yeah. I like Married in London. That's fun.
That's great. And we're going to play that on the show today.
Good.
So I just thought, in this election year, what are your thoughts on how people are so divided on this issue of gay marriage?
Well, I think people are just divided, period, right now. I think we've had a whole generation almost of politicians who think to divide and conquer. It was a very smart move, and I think it got really, really out of hand that here we are in a deadlocked country. And I'm not taking sides on this. I think that everyone is guilty at this point.
Right.
And I think that people like us are just going to have to stop voting those people in and stop listening to that kind of rhetoric. But it was interesting. There was an article in the paper here today about the Tea Party kind of growing up and calming down. And I think that's great. It needs to calm down. It needs to go back to civil discussion. We seem to have lost any concept of civility. And that you can disagree with somebody completely, and you can still be friends, and you can still get along. That's a dangerous, dangerous road.
Right, that people are just so divided and angry and, mm-hmm. and scared and, you know, I mean,
why
do you think...
That's not helping anything.
No, I agree. It definitely is. And I think it's crazy that people would even care that, you know, people would want to get married. Why would they care that gay couples want to get married? And for some reason, people think this is such a threat. And I wonder why.
Well, I think they've been taught to perceive it as a threat. And it's unfortunate that they are victims of that kind of rhetoric. It's too bad because it's just ignorant.
Exactly. Well, I think things are going to change.
Well, I hope so because it's, you know, I mean, I've traveled all over the world and without sounding jingoist, this is an amazing country, you know, but and people, including ourselves, I think, tend to forget that we're really young as a country. We haven't been around that long. So I cut us a little slack.
You're being very generous.
Well.
But I like that. Well, we're going to hear a little bit of that song now.
Good.
We're married in London, but not in New York. Spain says we're kosher. The States say we're pork. We went in Toronto, the judge said amen. And when we got home, we were single again. It's hard being married and living in sin. Sometimes I'm not sure just which state I am in. Thank God I'm not Catholic, I'd be a mess. Trying to figure out what to confess. My passport in Sweden says I've got a wife. Amsterdam tells me I'm partnered for life. But back in America, land of the free, I'm a threat to the national security. If I were a frog, here is what I would say. It's hard being green, it's hard being gay. But love has no color, and hearts have no sex. So love where you can, and screw all the rest. Thank you very much.
And on your site, again, I want to drive people to the site, janiceian.com. And you have such a great, you know, kind of a vibe and attitude where, hey, here's some songs that you can download and have at it.
Mm.
You know, go ahead. And I really liked the song Bold Centurion and just the lyrics, you know, for forgetting ain't forgiving. Mm. So powerful. So I just wanted to hear kind of a little bit of your story behind that song. I mean, what I got from it was, you know, kind of moving forward from a breakup and moving ahead fearlessly.
Well, it's a really old song.
Is
and
it?
And I found a copy of it in some box that I had forgotten about. And I listened to it and I thought, oh, well, this is not a bad song, given that I wrote it when I was probably 18. And so when it came time to find stuff to put up online, because we change the stuff that's online every few months, I went ahead and picked that one, and I thought, oh, that'd be kind of interesting for the fans. It was also that there was a lead sheet there that I had written around the time that I wrote it, so we put up a copy of the lead sheet. It's just archival stuff. It's interesting for people to look at.
Well, I thought the song was really beautiful.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And also, the music that you have, the other songs there for download, I mean, what do you think about that? People, you know, getting so up in arms about downloading music and...
Well, I wrote a whole article about that called The Internet Debacle that you can actually go to the articles page on my website and read. And it was, it was reprinted over almost 5,000 times now. You know, I think that artists should have the right to dictate things like that, but then I think artists should have the right to everything.
Right.
And I also think that what I saw over and over again in my own research, and this is going back to the Napster and Grokster days, was that downloading was good for business. There's still no study that proves that downloading has hurt the music business. There's not one reliable study. All the studies show otherwise. So, I would suggest if somebody's interested in that or they disagree, just go to my website and read The Internet Debacle, or just Google The Internet Debacle. You should be able to find it.
and check it out. You know what I think is interesting, though, about musicians and the internet is I think there's so much freedom now and things are wide open. Like, we have an internet radio network here mm-hmm. where people all over the world, you know, gather together and listen. And I think that now the time is ripe, you know, now more than ever for artists to promote themselves and find their niche and get their music out there. I mean, do you think we even need record companies anymore?
Or? Yeah, we do. We do.
We still do?
We do for a bunch of different reasons. Mainly, one of the problems with the internet is that there is no filter. So, you know, there's 50,000 CDs coming out every year, and nobody to say, well, that's a good one, that's professionally done, that's this, that, and the other. Whether you agree or disagree with the record companies, and I often find myself disagreeing with them, they do provide a filtering system, and that's really a valuable thing, even in the arts. And the other thing is that I think most artists are in the kind of position I'm in, which is I would really like to go back to being a musician and not so much a business person. And yet in the current world model, that's what I have to be. So it's really, that's a six of one, half dozen of the other, you know? It
right.
really is.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. Because on the one hand, it's nice that the musicians have that kind of freedom, but I guess you do kind of need someone to steer the ship in a way.
It's nice when you have that, and particularly as you get older and you're less attractive, I guess, to the younger managers, and you don't have a manager, it becomes really difficult to keep everything together. I mean, at least it is for me. I don't know, maybe other people have an easier time of it, but I don't.
Right. Now, you're pretty busy. I mean, I was looking on your site, and you're going to be touring and, mm-hmm. you know, going out on the road. So you still get out and play quite a bit, don't you?
I do. I'm trying to keep it down to 4 months a year next year. But the year after, I'm planning to either be recording or putting out a new album. And at that point, I'll probably try to do a world tour. So that means that I'll be out for more like 8 or 9 months.
Right. But,
you know, it's a good job.
Doesn't it's a lot of travel.
It is a lot of travel. It's a lot of work. But that goes with the territory.
Right, as a working musician.
Mm-hmm. There you go, or a road rat, as we say.
Now, I wanted to tell people, too, to check out your site right now, because you've got some fun stuff going on, a big sale happening of your products.
We do. We have my products and other products. We have a foundation, my partner and I, called the Pearl Foundation. It's an IRS-approved tax-deductible entity, and we hold things like sales, and all the money from the sales, well, all the net, let me be really clear, goes to this foundation. We provide scholarships at colleges for what they now call returning students, which means older people. And to date, we have given away over $560,000. We should hit $600,000 this year. We have some people who help us out this year. One of our big helpers is D'Addario, which make everything from capos and straps for guitars to strings and picks. And they've donated a bunch of goods as well that they're letting us sell and keep the profit from. So you'll find stuff on there, as expensive as $497 and as cheap as, I think, $1.99 for the keychain and $2.95 for some of the CDs. It's a
That's
pretty good
great.
Deal.
And the Pearl Foundation was based on your mother, right? On,
yeah,
on her accomplishments.
It was. My mom had MS, and she was unable to work anymore. So she decided that she would try to get her college degree. She had always wanted to do that. And it took her 14 years, but she got a degree. And I'm convinced that going back to school also kept her alive. So when she died, my partner and I created this to honor her. And again, you can read about it on my website. You can just go from there to the Pearl Foundation.
Well, it's so awesome to have you on the show today and catch up with you.
Oh, thanks so much.
It's been great to hear your music again, and I'm glad that you're out there and you're still writing, performing, and playing. So again, all the listeners here, join Janice online at janiceian.com, and it's been so great to catch up with you.
Back at you. Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. We have more music for you right after this break.
You're listening to Soundwave, the muse behind the music.
I'm Shane Alexander, and I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm an independent singer, songwriter, guitarist, performer, and producer. And I'm just about to release my fifth record this fall, which is going to be called Ladera. Well, the song "Good as Gold" is I guess it's a love song. It's a song about keeping your relationship together in tricky times. I always joke that when you're on the road, you're only as happy as your last conversation back home. And I wrote this after a particularly not good conversation back home. And the eternal optimist and hopeless romantic that I am, this song just sort of wrote itself while I was waiting for a car to pick me up on the East Coast. And, you know, the irony is the song went on to be a single and made its way onto the pop chart in Europe. And so it actually kept me away from home even more.
Submit. If I could take it all away with just one kiss, I would. Do you still believe in everlasting love? Sure as there's a heaven up above, you know the sun watching over us. Maybe it's not as bad as it seems.
After a while, There's kind of a theme that runs through the mono solo record, and it's sort of an idea of hope. You know, it ends with a song called Find the Light. And, you know, during the arc going into making the mono solo record, I was traveling so much, and, you know, that was when I was really seeing the economic crisis and its effect on a lot of friends and fans all over the world, be it losing their businesses or marriages falling apart, or, you know, a lot of people that I'd seen on previous tours that were, you know, lack of a better term, sort of fat and happy, I'd come back and they were, you know, life had dealt them some hard cards, and I was seeing that more and more, and so I was trying to, you know, write words of encouragement, you know, and like, whatever's going on now, it might not be forever, so just kind of stay the course. And, you know, again, sometimes when I'm at a loss for words, when I write them in a song, I can say it a little bit more eloquently. But yeah, after a while, it's just about kind of, this too shall pass. Whatever you're dealing with now is not the end all be all, and kind of stick with it, and maybe things will come around.
After a while, you see it clearer. After a while, it might make sense why everything you held so dear is now a little consequence to you, and there's nothing you can do. After a while, the sun starts shining down where only shadows fail. A chance to make a new beginning. Start again, you might as well. Every cross you make will come right back to you. Every cross you make will come right back.
Is from my first record, which was called The Middle Way. And I remember sort of writing from a position of basically trying to cheerlead myself. You know, at that time, I was just starting a solo career. I'd come from fronting a rock band, and, you know, when the band sort of dissolved, it was a little bit disillusioning, if that's the word. And I knew that this is what I wanted to do, and I was trying to figure out what my next moves were going to be. But the notion of keeping the dream alive, because this is what I've always wanted to do, I was basically writing that as a note to myself. And what's really cool about that song, I'm in the process right now of working on a musical. And I did a big tour last summer, and I've got a partner, and he ended up writing a musical based on my songs. And Keep the Dream Alive was one of the first songs in it. And so we've just recently re-recorded it with a whole bunch of different singers, and it's wonderful. It's really strong and really up and great. So it's nice to see that song getting some love.
Daylight hurts your eyes, and the nighttime leaves you lonely. And the one thing that you need is the one thing you haven't got. Look inside. When you fall down, with everyone all around, and there's no one there to help you up, you might find the one thing that you need so bad is the one you always had. Sometimes we fall, before we rise. Got to break before we heal. And if you read between the lines, trying to find our peace of mind, and all we need is right there inside to keep the dream alive. Cause sometimes the truth lies, and some days you faith is tried, and there's no one there to pour your heart out to. And you feel like the one thing that you need is the one thing you haven't got. And when doubters and liars and skeptics and thieves try to tear you down and take every last piece of your heart away so you can't go on, remember that you're not the only one. Cause we fall before we rise. Got to break before we heal. And if you read between the lines, the truth will be revealed. If you never ever cried, you
Next up, we hear from Dylan Brabham.
I'm from Union Springs, Alabama. It's about 40 miles south of our state capital, Montgomery, Alabama. Well, actually, you know, I was working out of state and flying a lot and back and forth and overheard a phone conversation, you know, with a guy and his wife, and it just kind of brought the story into my head, you know, about what he actually could be doing or, you know, what I even could actually be doing. But, it's about a man going on a business trip, but he's actually being unfaithful to his wife. And then she slips him a letter and tells him to just wait till you read it on the plane. And when he reads it, it actually comes back to bite him. And he's being pulled by temptation, and the other side, he's being pulled by regret, of what he's actually doing. And in other words, be careful of what you do because it's coming back around.
My pocket, said read it on the plane. She reassured me with a warm kiss and said I love you just the same. Well, I was off to a meeting, but not with the company. Well, I was on my way to meet her, and I know it should be a shame. And if this plane crashes and burns tonight, that'll be alright. When I opened the letter, well, I was way up in the sky. It started out by saying, sorry, baby, but I'm in love with another guy. And if this plane crashes and burns tonight, that'll be alright. On the ground, feel better up and down, cause I'm gonna end it now, to let my soul breathe. Well, I guess I called my game and took a turn, be careless if I crash and burn. My conscience said next time you learn. And if this plane crashes and burns tonight, that'll be alright. Well, two wrongs don't make a right. Learn that on this round trip flight, I can see my hometown lights. And I say if this plane crashes and burns tonight, that'll be alright. And if this plane crashes and burns tonight, that'll be alright.
Tells the story of a guy that's, going through hard times and hard luck. You know, it's kind of the feeling of being trapped, underwater and, kind of going through a rough time and trying to get the bills paid and, lost your job and rent is due and some of everything, that can actually happen to the average person, that people can actually relate to. You've got your hand sticking out of the water and, there's no one to pull you out but yourself.
Mm-hmm. it from Santa Claus. Just the sound of Bill collecting cars, raining down on me like a waterfall. I'm underneath the water, no one's around to fill me out. I'm underneath the water, no one's around. My bones are aching, making sounds. I lost my job and the rent is due, and I got nobody that I can turn to. I'm underneath the water, no one's around to bail me out. I'm underneath the water, no one's around. Sink or swim. I guess I should just move on. Just scared it'll turn out wrong. My destiny is in my face. Will it be the same thing in another place? I don't know, but I'm underneath the water. No one's around to fill me out. I'm underneath the water. No one's around to pull me out. I'm underneath the water. I'm underneath the water.
Thanks for listening to Soundwave. As always, stay in touch with us. Submit your own songs. Tell us who you want to have back on the show, and suggest new artists you like, all on our Facebook fan page. There you can also find the website information for each artist who's been on the show. Go to the Hay House Radio Facebook page and click on the Soundwave tab. Thanks for listening.